This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. President Obama will be in Phoenix tomorrow for yet another speech aimed at the middle class. This one will focus on owning a home, something this president and his predecessors have aggressively promoted. But middle class families saw their home values take a huge hit in the past few years, so maybe it's not such a great investment. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
To American presidents, owning a home has always been the American dream.
Few things define what it is to be middle class in America more than owning your own cornerstone of the American dream, a home.
Hope is reborn for couples dreaming of owning homes
and made home ownership possible for more Americans.
We should also give poor families more help to move into homes of their own.
Right here in America, if you own your own home, you're realizing the American dream.
But to economists, it's a gamble.
On your particular neighborhood and your particular building, which may or may not work out for you, either because a tree falls down on your house or because the local plant closes.
Adam Posen is president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. And while it has always been a bet, the recession changed the odds of home ownership paying off as a winning bet. Ray Bashara of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis has been studying post-recession recovery. He says the average household has recovered about 63% of the wealth it lost, but households that had money invested in the stock market, mostly wealthy households, recovered more. People who have most of their money tied up in their homes?
Well, they haven't done so well. You know, house prices are still 30% below where they were in the 2006 peak. About 70% of the debt on household balance sheets is mortgage debt.
So I asked Bashara, if you want to get into the middle class or stay there, is the stock market a safer bet than buying a house?
Historically, you know, the stock market has outperformed the housing market, which is a way of saying if your primary purpose as a young person is to make good investments and generate a high return, it's not clear that home ownership is the best route to that.
Bashara says diversifying assets is key because achieving the American dream isn't so simple anymore. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.